So as you're traveling around and you're giving speeches and talking to people who are either starting or have a blue-collar business, what do you think the biggest challenges they face are?
So a couple things are challenges to them. One, many business owners, if they started a business and they've been doing it for a little bit, one of the biggest challenges they face is a control problem. They end up being a little bit control freaks, and they won't let their business stretch out and be able to grow. And that kind of leads back into leadership. One of the biggest things that I find as lacking in a lot of small business owners is they don't know how to lead people. They've never read a leadership book. They've never gone to a leadership class. And so when they start to try to have to lead people, there's some clear problems, and then they just back away from it and say, you know, it was easier when I was by myself, or it's easier when, you know, I just had one or two people than now that I have 10 people. And these are still really small businesses, you know, but leadership is a big one. And the next one is finances. They really don't know or get help in accounting and in bookkeeping. And they just kind of run it by the seat of their pants. And when things go bad, they kind of they don't know what to do. They don't know what went wrong. And they kind of just back away from it. So leadership and financing, those or finances, those two keys are, I think, what keeps a lot of business owners small. And they don't educate themselves enough or get help in those areas to go to the next step.
Well, what you're talking about there in terms of leadership, and I don't care what kind of business you're in, at some point it comes to a trust factor that you're going to have to say, I know I could do it better myself, but I can't do it all myself. And so you're going to have to trust other people. And that is a challenge. I don't care whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 or whether you're a landscaping company, you're going to have to start to trust. And that comes down to educating people about the way you want it done, communicating well with them. Those are basic skills. And I don't see it a lot at any level in business. So what you're saying, most people think, I don't need to read a leadership book. I don't need to read management books or go take a course in management because it's just me and three guys. And you're saying long term, that's going to bite them in the butt, right?
And it does. It keeps you limited in whenever you try to branch out, then your lack of knowledge and your lack of ability comes home to roost, and now you pay the price, and then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You go, yeah, see, I told you, we shouldn't have added another truck, or we shouldn't have hired five people. And it's really, they really need to look in the mirror and realize that it's them that wasn't ready. It's not the person or the employee or even the market or even the president. It's the lack, there's a bottleneck right at the leader. And I think by reading a lot, you open yourself up to realizing how much of it really is on your own shoulders, and that, you know, your destiny and your future is really in your hands. It's not because of some employees that were bad or the economy that was bad or whatever. It really falls on your shoulders. And the more you read, the more you realize that it kind of opens up any little weakness you have as you build a business becomes a big flaw, and you either fix it or you retreat from it. And I'm a big fan of fixing and moving forward, moving through the problem. And it's helped me. And as I do it, I've been asked to take more and more leadership roles in different associations and things that I'm part of. And I enjoy it. It's not my nature necessarily to be in that position, but as I've educated myself more and started to become a leader, then you get asked to lead more and more things. And that's a whole nother reward in itself is helping other people and seeing them, you know, build their lives and build their dreams up.